Hi, everyone. Welcome to Marian Music Round Midnight, brought to you right here on WDIF-FM True Blues 97.5. My name is Mike Kreider, and I'm joined by my co-host, Tim Cummings.
Hi.
And station manager Spencer Phelps is here to keep us legal.
Hey, everybody.
And for the first time, we are missing one of us. Tom Photos had a previous commitment, and he won't be with us today. But this show features music from the past 50 years to present that has some kind of connection to Marion. The artists, songwriters, bands are all from Marion. The music was played here, maybe recorded locally, and you can bet that it was performed here in Marion. With that, we're going to get to some music. We've got a guest. Our first interview on the show is guitarist and singer Dick Thorpe. And we're going to talk to Dick and find out about him and listen to some of his music. Welcome, Mr. Thorpe.
Good evening, gentlemen.
How you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Welcome, Dick.
Thanks for coming. We appreciate that. You were the first interview that we've done, so we'll see how we fare here. Okay. Tell us a little bit about Dick Thorpe.
I was born in Marion in 1948. In what is now the professional building on Delaware Avenue. It was the original Marion General Hospital.
It was the original hospital, that's right.
And oddly enough, I was born the same day as another good guitar player from this area, the late Jim Rogers.
Yeah.
And we used to celebrate our birthday together year after year up until the year he died. But I grew up in Marion. I went to Harding High School after I graduated high school. In high school I did auto shop the last 2 years rather than going into college preparatory courses. And senior year I worked half a day at Dye's Truck Garage on 309. And that was where I bought my first good electric guitar. Off of a guy that used to come in and visit one of the mechanics out there.
What was it?
It was a Melody guitar and a Harmony amplifier that I bought from him. I forget what I gave for it, but it was ridiculously cheap.
Do you still have it?
No. But actually, before that, when I was a teenager, I started out on drums. There was a fella here in Marion named Ron Oriens, whose grandmother lived down the street from me. She was on my paper route, and when I'd come around passing papers, I would hear him in there playing, because his father wouldn't allow him to keep his drums at home, because he didn't want to put up with the noise. And so he was teaching me drums, playing a kit, and then when the Ventures came out, I got hooked on the guitars instantly. As soon as I heard Walk, Don't Run,
me too.
That was the end of my drumming days, and I got a... acoustic guitar from a fellow at my church. One of my Sunday school teachers gave me an acoustic. And it could only take five strings because one of the machine heads was broke. So it was when I bought the guitar, when I was working at Dye's Truck Garage, it was the first time I had a six-string guitar. And I started playing in bands with a band called The Unwanted. Back in 64, I believe it was, and we played JC's Battle of the Bands at the Coliseum, and we had all of our guitars running into a Fender Deluxe, and all of our vocals running into a Fender Princeton.
Running into another amplifier, that's yeah. The way we did it.
And we didn't win, but we took 7th out of 12 bands,
well,
and I
okay.
thought that was well enough to stay at it.
That's
so.
Okay.
Yeah, I went to all those. Those were good times.
Those old amps, you always right. were looking for an amp that had two channels, one for your instrument and one for a microphone.
Absolutely.
Flip a coin to see who had to have share the mic.
When the band was comprised of a 13-year-old Joe Alexander on the drums and a 16-year-old Gary Frank on rhythm guitar, and a 19-year-old Bill Williamson on sixth string, but he was playing bass runs.
Right.
And then our lead singer was Don Reams, who now owns a shirt and stuff.
Okay.
On Main Street.
Cool.
And that evolved eventually into a band called Destiny's Children. We had lost Bill and Don, and we added Bob Rowland on the bass initially. And then when he left the band, we got John Cornelius on for the fourth man. And we were still under the same name, but we worked that band up until the time that I went in the Air Force in 1968. I served 68 through 1972 in the United States Air Force.
Thanks for your service.
That was my privilege, believe me. In the service time that I spent in there, I had two bands on my last duty station. I sat in with a couple of Thai bands from time to time over in Thailand when I did my year overseas, because they had local bars there that where bands played. And it was an interesting situation playing with other musicians in a band that don't speak any English. Yet when you heard what they were singing, every word was enunciated properly, every word was spoken in the exact manner that these country stars that they like to copy. They were really big on Merle over there.
Merle
Lonesome,
Haggard,
Lonesome yeah. Fugitive was the biggest song all those bands played.
I tell you what, man, the music don't lie. I don't care where you're at.
Yeah.
It just.
But on my last station at Plattsburgh, New York, I had I played in a five-man band initially that had some horns in it. And the horns were sometimes on, sometimes not. So it was five people, and then we would add the two horns and make it a seven-man band. And then when that pretty much broke up, I went to a trio. I had a drummer who had been taught by one of the big-name jazz professionals in New York City. His name was, I don't know his real name, but his he went by Flip Gilardi, and he was a really, really good drummer. I mean, outstanding. The best I've ever played with, actually. And that's saying a lot, because Joe is excellent.
Well, let's listen to a song. You gave us, you shared with us a CD with some live performances on it. I think the first song we're going to listen to is Ruby. Tell us a little bit about that.
Ruby was a song that we picked up in TKO. In TKO, we always had a platform of presenting both rock and roll, classic rock and roll, and country in almost a half and half measure, so that we would appeal to everybody in the types of clubs that we go into, because a lot of the private clubs have people who want to hear country music. And then, of course, they bring their children in, and the children want to hear some rock and roll, you know. And we even had one song that we did for the older crowd, where we'd start and play the intro to Rocky Mountain Way, but when the vocals came in, we did Sentimental Journey in three-part harmony. And it worked beautifully. And, I mean, that was the one that got all the elderly people up on the dance floor.
Good deal. Well, let's listen to Ruby, Dick Thorpe, and TKO. You think maybe the Marion Moose in the 1980s?
Yeah, I think this was recorded to Marion Moose, and I think it's right around 84 or 85.
Let's listen to it.
You painted up your lips and rolled and curled your chinny hair. Shadows on the wall that leave the sun is gone down. Don't take your love now. It wasn't me who started that crazy war. I was proud to go and do my patriotic chore. Though it's true, that I'm not the man I used to be. Oh,
know. And it's hard to love a man and take up in paradise. And the ones that need the one your age, you can have your life. Won't be long, I've heard them say until I'm not around. Don't take your love. She's leaving now, right just through the slamming of the door. Yeah, I know I've heard it slam 100 times before. If I could move, I'd get my gun and put her in the ground. Don't take your love.
This is Marian Music Round Midnight. That was Ruby by TKO. We're sitting here with Dick Thorpe. I remember the first time I met Dick, I was at the Y. They used to have dances down in the basement there, and I remember seeing this band, and they were really good. They played all the songs I liked, and when he went into the song Hey Little Girl, I just loved that song, and they did it so well. And that's when I met Joe Alexander and Dick Thorpe. It was a good time. Dick, when you were growing up, who influenced you to play music?
Well, the artist that got me off of drums and onto guitar was The Ventures. When I first heard Walk, Don't Run, I was hooked instantly, and I became obsessed about learning guitar at that point. And then later on, once I started playing and I had done some jobs, for a long while we were limited. We were playing YMCA and Royal Arena because we had juvenile members in the band. For one, Joe wasn't old enough to play a bar. Initially, when we started, none of us were old enough to play a bar. And so we played YMCA dances, and we did the Royal Arena that's gone now, but out by Garfield Park. Then after... we got through that particular phase. I started really getting into the music of Eric Clapton and Cream.
Yes.
And back in our Battle of Bands years before we stopped doing that. Jimi Hendrix came along. I got really into Jimi Hendrix, especially when I was in the service. I also listened to B.B. King, Wes Montgomery. I like a lot of different styles of music, so I tried to get a lot of different types of influences and a lot of different types of players and a lot of different genres.
Well, one thing I remember is in high school there was always dances and parties. There was the Petroleum Club in Mount Gilead. There was always places for high school bands to play because they couldn't do the bars like you said. So there was a lot of things happening. They had dances on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays sometimes. And there was a lot of bands and it was a good time.
And the Petroleum Club was a unique situation because you had to carry
everything up those steps.
Third floor, you had to go out an external fire escape, a metal fire escape, and you had to carry all those big cabinets and everything up to the third floor, which was an almighty trial. But when you're in that stage of your development and you can't go out and...
When you have
play
no,
high-dollar jobs.
When you have no experience, you don't know what to
Absolutely.
Expect. So you get a small stage
Absolutely.
Up on the third floor.
You take what they're willing to give you. And glad to have it.
Yeah. You know. There you go. Well, let's listen to another song. One of the songs on the CD is Fool Around and Fell in Love, recorded at Jerry's, which is no longer out there either.
That's right.
In the 1970s. Let's listen to it.
All right, we're going to slow things down now with a song by Elvin Bishop. Yeah.
This one's going out to all you folks who love like me.